Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm your host, Karen Yankovich, and this is episode 277 of the Good Girls Get Rich podcast. And I source the topic for this podcast sometimes from the conversations that I'm having in our She's Linked Up program with our clients and our students in those programs. And there's something that's been coming up a lot lately. And I think you know, I'm also hearing, and I'm certainly not one to make excuses, but I'm also hearing things like 2024 energy is different and things like that. And I can't disagree. I think that a lot of the things that we were doing a year ago, 5 years ago, are not working anymore. And that doesn't mean it's time for it to be discouraged. It just means that we need to be ready to pivot and ready to kind of shift on our feet a little bit. And that's what I want to talk about here today. I do believe that, and not only do I believe it, I know it because I'm seeing it, what we teach in our She's Linked Up program works. And that is relationships, human to human, talking to people. And when you talk to people, that's when the big opportunities come into your life and your business. So when we talk about these things though, you know, sometimes a topic comes up that we're going to talk about here today. And what we're talking about here today really is the feeling of frustration when you're doing all these calls on LinkedIn, you're having these collaboration calls, not times a million, but times, you know, 4, 5, 6 a week. And like, you're just not seeing any activity. You're just not seeing anything happen. And I know that it can feel frustrating when I say things like, just wait, it will happen, right? I wish that I had a 1 + 1 = 2 mathematical equation to tell you, if you do enough of this, then this will happen. But what I do know is that when you build beautiful relationships with intention and with a strategy and with researched, you know, research behind who you're reaching out to and why you're reaching out to them and how you're building these relationships, that the business follows, the contracts follows, the sales follow, the media opportunities follow, right? So I want to talk a little bit about the mindset of like, kind of, no one's hiring me. No one is signing a contract. You know, I used to get 3 new people a month or 1 new person a week. And, it, you know, I haven't gotten anybody since January or whatever, right? Whatever that feels like for you. And it impacts you, right? It impacts your motivation. It impacts your confidence. But the question that I ask my students when I hear that is, did any of those people tell you no? Right? Did any of those people tell you no? And very often what I hear is, well, no, I haven't, right? They haven't. And, you know, we hear things like, I'm being ghosted, or, you know, I don't want to be pushy and be reaching out 100 times. And I get that. I get that. I want my sales process to be magnetic. I want people coming to me. I want people coming to you. That's what I teach here, right? So what do we do about that? What do we do about that when people aren't saying no, but you just don't know what to do next. What to follow up with you. So what I want you to do right here, right now, is kind of shift your mindset from no one is hiring me to I have all these people that are ready to say yes to me, right? So instead of imagining this LinkedIn void full of all these people you talk to that have not said yes to you yet, I want you to imagine kind of almost like an atmosphere, right? With all these stars, and they're getting closer and closer, right? They haven't said no. So they're waiting for the perfect moment to say yes. I don't know. Maybe that sounds like BS, right? Like, I get it. Some of you might be rolling your eyes into the back of your head, but this shift in perspective shifts your vibe. And when you shift your vibe, you shift that feeling of desperation. I need to get another client, right? And it shifts it to this, like, doesn't it feel good to be kind of sitting here and just kind of like feeling surrounded by all these beautiful people that you've talked to over the past few weeks or months that are just getting closer and closer and closer to you, right? This is the energy that I want you to sit in. If and when you experience this, what you might think of as a drought, don't think of it as a drought. Think of them as ready to say yes to you. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what do I mean by that, right? What do I mean by that? So if you've heard my podcast before, you know, there's 3 types of relationships I like you to build on LinkedIn. There's who can sign a contract with me, because we love those people, right? Of course, that's what most people think they're on LinkedIn for, right? But it's actually not the most lucrative type of relationship to build on LinkedIn. The second 2 categories are the most lucrative. The second one being who has an audience full of people that might be interested in what you do. So instead of those conversations being, here's what I do, give me your credit card, right? There, here's what I do, who do you know? And then the third type of relationship is who are the people that write about what you do, the journalists, the podcast hosts, right? Those kinds of people. It's those second two categories that make our marketing magnetic. So there is a little bit of time involved. Of course, we love when things happen quickly. It can happen quickly. It will happen quickly for you. But there's also the long game, right? There's also the long game. So, you know, I come from the school of sales. I've been doing sales my whole life, right? Which is a lot of years that I've been doing this stuff. And I've gone through all the different variations of enrollment calls, of sales calls, right? Some of the things I did in my earlier part of my career took months to close, right? And sometimes if you're working with corporations, it can take that long because you got approvals and they got to get approval and board meetings and blah, 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 right? To the people that saw you post on LinkedIn at noon, booked a call on your calendar for 2 and join your program at 4, right? Like, so those things happen too, and everything in between. I have been on every single one of those kinds of sales calls. My favorite kind of sales calls are people that come to the call with me. They already know, like, and trust me. So maybe they've been referred by somebody else. Maybe somebody referred them to my podcast and they've listened to my podcast and now they got to get a sense of my vibe, get a sense of whether it was, you know, kind of the way that I work. And then they've booked a call, right? When the warmer that person is when they get on the phone with me, the easier it is to decide if it's a fit and to quickly enroll them in whatever the right product or service is for them to enroll in. And sometimes like, you know, maybe they're in another program right now, or maybe they were referred by somebody, but they're still working with that coach and they want to kind of let that play out. Or maybe they, you know, maybe they just, maybe it just wasn't, for whatever reason, the right time. That they have not said no. If they say to you, "Wow, Karen, you know what? That sounds amazing. I really want to do that. Let me just see what I can work out," right? And I know that there's sales strategies that try to get them to close on that call. And sometimes I even do that, because sometimes when I talk to people, I'll get a sense of whether or not it's important that I help them through the challenge of making the hard decisions, right? Sometimes it takes courage sometimes to enroll in a program. And other times I kind of use my intuition and other times I kind of need to let them do their thing. And either way, they have not said no. If they have not said, you know, "Karen, this is just not a fit. I appreciate your time. It's just not what I'm looking for." That's one thing. But the better job you do of your marketing, like the podcast and marketing to the right people, having those calls with those second two categories, right? The people that, who do you know, right? People that possible collaborators and the journalists, the more targeted the calls are that get on your calendar. So what you're doing is you're building that atmosphere of the people that are ready to say yes. Okay. So stop thinking of them as people that, like, "I just can't close anyone," and start thinking of it as you're just setting the stage. You're planting these seeds. And here's what else. When you create a magnetic marketing strategy, you become the lighthouse. Okay. You shine your light and people remember how they know how to find you. Those who need you know how to find you. Okay. So you still got to do the things. You still want to, like, "I still do my podcast. I still book calls with people." And if that wasn't the right time and they're not yet a no. They're also still not yet a yes. Right. So I like to look at them as they're ready to say yes. Right. They're ready to say yes. So you have to understand that this can be a very lucrative part of your business process. Okay. Shifting your mindset from scarcity and lack and, you know, people that are not giving you their credit card to, "Oh my gosh, I get to talk to the best people. And their time's going to come. They're going to enroll in my program." The more you talk to these people now, the more your funnel, your pipeline is, if you want to use like traditional sales technology, is filling with these beautiful souls who, when they are ready for you, when they are needing you, they know how to find you, right? And when you stay in that energy, that vibe attracts more and more people to you. So the timeline might be a little bit longer for that. So we have to accept and get out of this place of like desperation and fear, and into this place of I'm setting the seeds, I'm building the seeds, I'm building the seeds, and they come to me when they're ready. Okay. Because it is a normal part of the process, especially when we're talking about these high ticket opportunities. Okay. I'm not talking about your $50 things. I'm talking about your $5,000 or $10,000 or $25,000 opportunities, right? Flipping the funnel. You've probably heard me talk about that if you've heard this show before. So it sometimes this is just a normal part of the process. They've got to look at their marketing budget, right? They've got to look at their marketing budget and find the right exact time to do that. Maybe they're going on vacation, right, for a month, and they're going to, when they come back, it's going to be their time. You know, I've talked to and subsequently enrolled people in all of these spaces. Our organic marketing continues to feed this. Our organic marketing is like that lighthouse that attracts, like that's, if you want to like look at this less celestially and more like down to earth, you're the lighthouse. And these are all the lightning bugs that are all lit up all kind of around you. And they're getting attracted to your lighthouse because they continue to see you post. They continue to see you show up as an influencer, right? And these kinds of collaborations that I'm talking about that lead to these things sometimes take some time to develop, right? So you need to have a little bit of patience. You need to be persistent. But when I say persistent, I don't mean like nagging people. I mean, stay in touch with them, stay in contact with them, comment on their posts, like their stuff, tag them in things you think that they'll know. Don't haunt them. Don't tag them in things that are irrelevant. Don't give them fake marketing. Thought you might like this article. Like, be genuine. You're talking about your biggest ticket opportunities here. So build genuine relationships with these people, especially when, or even when, because of course you want to build them with people that have said yes already, right? Of course you want to build relationships with those people. But the people that are ready to say yes, they're waiting for you to just show up for them. Okay. Show up for them. Okay. Understand that this waiting period is an opportunity to nurture that relationship a little bit, maybe do a little bit more research on them. Just continue to show up, hold space for them, right? You're not looking to jam anything down their throat. You're holding space for them and, you know, continue to encourage them to stay motivated and productive. And you need to stay motivated and productive while you're waiting for them to get from that, I'm ready to say yes to I've said yes. Okay. You know, and sometimes I want to address like the concept of feeling like you're being ghosted, right? This, please don't let this discourage you. I can tell you that there's somebody that I talked to recently that I thought ghosted me. I was really surprised because I felt like we had this great conversation and she's ready to say yes. She's still ready to say yes. At the time that I'm recording this, and I'm like, wow, I'm really surprised that I'm being like, she didn't seem the type to ghost me. Right. And then when she finally got back to me, she had a perfectly legitimate reason for why it took her a week to get back to me. Right. So expect the best. Don't immediately assume they're ghosting you. Okay. Reframe this that maybe they're just busy. Maybe they, you know, if they have not yet said no, then they are still potentially a yes, right? So maybe they're really in, but they're just shifting something around and they've got to wait for this to happen to get in there. Like, we don't get out of their business. We don't know what's going on in their business, right? So continue to follow up in a professional way, in a non-pushy manner. Continue to just remind them that shine your light, shine the lighthouse, right? So that they continue to see your light. And then just kind of let it be. They will come back to you. And this is like, I teach magnetic marketing and everybody says, yes, I want that. But then they don't want to actually have the patience to let that happen. You have to have patience here. You have to have patience. And a lot of that comes here, right? In your mindset. A lot of that comes in your mindset. I'm doing this on audio and video now, and I'm pointing to my head like you guys on the listening to me on your podcast players can somehow, you know, see from across the ethers that I'm pointing to my mind. This comes from a positive mindset, right? You have to be in that mindset that there's all these beautiful little lightning bugs or stars in the atmosphere that are all there watching your light shine, getting ready to say yes. And they're, you know, and then they'll come to you at the exact moment that they're meant to come to you. Okay. So if that's the vibe you're staying in, you're attracting more and more of that. So whatever it is you do to keep yourself in that positive mindset, if you have not yet taken our assessment. We've created a LinkedIn marketing assessment. If you go to KarenYankovich.com, all over our page are links to the assessment. We'll drop it in the links below these videos too. We actually give you morning visualizations, depending on what your result is in your assessment. We actually give you a morning visualization to set your mind for the day. Depending on your type, each visualization is different. This was a whole lot of fun to create. I actually give you a visualization depending on your type. Listen to that in the morning if you need to. We've also talked a lot about maybe in the middle of the day needing like a midday circuit breaker. Sometimes we just get busy and we're on our to-do list and we're doing all the things. And I want you to take a step back in the middle of the day. Maybe listen to this visualization again, or maybe you're into like EFT and you're going to tap a little bit, or you're going to go for a walk, whatever it is for you. Or maybe you've got a mantra or some kind of meditation that you do. Keep the vibe high. Keep the vibe high and celebrate successes. And just imagine yourself surrounded by all these beautiful people that you've talked to that are so grateful that you're in your life and that you have put yourself out there to offer whatever it is you're offering that they need that's going to change their life, okay? So that when they come back to you, and they will come back to you, it's the exact right time and it's a hell yes on both sides and everybody is in alignment on this. Does that make sense? Do you guys understand what I'm saying with this? It is about shifting your mindset from scarcity and lack to just remembering all these beautiful people that had these great conversations and love what it is you do and want to be a part of what you do and are working behind the scenes to make that a reality for them. That's the mindset I want you in. And then as long as you keep showing up and shining your light, they're going to remember about you. They're going to want more from you and they're going to enroll in your highest ticket opportunities. That is what's working in 2024. So when people are talking about, you know, giving up their coaching business and going back to the full-time job, by the way, which I respect everybody's decision all the way around the board. But when people are like, I've actually tried things that I've done years ago that are just not working the way they used to work, right? This still works. This still works. Talking to other human beings, people want a high level, high touch service right now. They're done. They've got a hard drive full of crap. They don't need more crap in their hard drive. They want a high touch service, something that can help them move the needle and actually accomplish what it is they do, what it is that they are looking to accomplish, right? So like, for example, in our She's Linked Up stuff, what we do is in our accelerator program, which is our flagship 3-month program, the people that come to us for that program, the women that come to us, they come to us because the next chapter for them, they want it to look different than the last chapter, whether it is just financial or maybe they left corporate and they're stepping into the role of an entrepreneur. You know, maybe they retired and they want to be on a board of directors, whatever it is. We take that 3-month period. It's a time investment and a monetary investment for them. And we reshape their personal brand. We write their LinkedIn profile. We create all these done for you assets, media kits. You get a media kit, you get a speaker kit, you get you get pitches. We cultivate lists of podcasts for you to pitch yourself on because we want you on the other side of that 3 months to be this person, okay, that you want to be, right? So we're doing all these things to kind of, I like to say, like, I like joke, like we throw you in a phone booth and have you coming out on the other side looking like Superwoman. But we're doing this with you. And by the way, this took some courage on our part because we had to, when we reframed the program, of course, we had to increase the investment because we're doing more for you now. But I know that's what people wanted. That's what people wanted. We do still have the opportunity for people to DIY it a little bit. And if you want to know all about what that looks like, grab a spot on our calendar, KarenYankovich.com/call, get you to the calendar. And it's the next step to finding out about this, whether today's your time or not. But the reason I'm telling you this is because what people want are more of this high touch experience. And this is what I want you to be thinking about when you're creating your offers and when you're building out these conversations that you're having on LinkedIn and you're filling your calendar. One of the things we teach you in this 3-month program is how to keep your calendar full with high value people, high vibe people that lead to high value opportunities. But know that sometimes it just takes a little bit longer for that yes to actually happen. And as long as they haven't said no, they are still in your space, they're still in your vibe and they are just waiting. They're right there, right here. You can see them. They're getting closer and closer. And the longer you stay in that vibe, the more of them are going to come to you and say, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Does that make sense? So we need to put our big girl panties on. Understand that we can create high ticket opportunities, have these conversations at a really high level, and then know in our heart of hearts that those who need us know how to find us. It doesn't mean we sit on the beach and wait for them to find us. We still got to do the things. And these are all the things we teach you how to do in our She's Linked Up program, right? One of our students just told me today that's currently going through the program that she's getting a client a week with these processes. A client a week. Catherine, you know I love you, right? Like, this is amazing. But this happens, and she's got a very high touch service. A client a week. So the clients are still there. The business is still there. We just have to have the process in place and the patience to understand that when it's a high vibe, high value contract, sometimes we have to have a little patience and allow the processing that needs to happen in the universe for them to actually come to you and say, okay, today's the day. They haven't said no. They are just a not. They're, I like to call them waiting to say yes. They're ready to say yes. Okay. So think about what your ready to say yes network looks like. Okay. And just kind of sit with them today, sit with them, say, maybe go for a walk, sit in a chair, do a little meditating, and surround yourself with all the people you've talked to that are ready to say yes to you and the products and services that you offer. So I hope this was valuable to you. I am here every week with new episodes. Everything I talked about today is in the show notes. You can go to KarenYankovich.com/277 is the episode number for this show this week. So everything is there if you haven't seen it here. We've also got a link to SpeakPipe. If there's a topic you'd like me to talk about, or if there is a guest you think I should interview, or you just want to give me some comments on the show, tell me what you thought about this show, please leave me a message on SpeakPipe. I respond to every single one of those personally. I would love to get your message. And if this episode spoke to you in any way, take a quick screenshot of it, share it on social media, share it with your network, tag me so I see it so that I can share it with my audience. And now we're both getting more visibility, right? And this is the fundamentally the vibe of the Good Girls Get Rich podcast, all the work I do in our She's Linked Up programs. It's the lifting each other up, the rising tide that lifts all boats. It starts with, I feel like the first time you listen to this show, you become a part of our She's Linked Up community. It's just a matter of time. So you are a ready to say yes person. You're listening to this show. Hopefully at some point soon, you'll book a call, and that's the next step. And then after you book the call, we can talk about whether it's a fit to get some work, to do some work with you, to get you some help with this stuff. If we both think it's a fit, I can tell you what program we have that we think is a good fit for you. And at that point, we can make a decision about what it looks like to work together, right? But know that what I want for you is to get a message from you. I got a message from Catherine this week saying, I'm getting a client every week, Karen, right? To the point where I said to her, is it time to raise your rates? That's what I want for you. So KarenYankovich.com/call gets you to that calendar. Again, take a quick screenshot of the show and share it on social media if you think it's valuable. That would help me, and you know, hopefully this episode helped you. This kind of stuff, this mindset stuff, is sometimes more important than the strategies I teach. So I want to do more of that here on this podcast because I think it's important. And you know, I'm here for you. Looking forward to seeing your name on my calendar, and I will see you back here next week with another episode.